Welcome to this week's Glancing at the Stars. Today I want to offer a perspective about astrology that is a bit different, perhaps, from what I have discussed before. As I've mentioned on more than one occasion, astrology is about time and timing, while providing a framework to understand any situation, event, or person that has a known beginning. That covers a lot. In fact, astrology can give insight to virtually any aspect of life. So from this all-inclusive point of view, I see astrology as a way to understand consciousness and how it manifests and evolves in its myriad ways. To me, our body, mind, spiritual existence is the expression of consciousness, whose dimensions have great depth and width. Its depth reveals our past, our unconscious impulses, the material that psychology uncovers, as well as our highest aspirations and transcendent goals that the perennial wisdom calls forth. The width dimension shows in our relationships, not only to others, but also to the world around us and to ourselves. And then there is the dimension of time, that is consciousness unfolding, and represents ongoing growth and development. In an astrological chart, the poles of the depth dimension are the 4th and 10th houses, which are at the bottom and top of the chart, respectively, and the width dimension is the 1st and 7th houses, which lie horizontally or perpendicular to the 4th and 10th houses. So if you can visualize reasonably well, you can see that these four houses form a cross, or if you can't, you'll just have to trust me. While the cross has strong connections to certain religions, it also has long symbolized material existence, and the earth in particular. In Hinduism and Buddhism, the mind-body experience or earthly existence is considered an illusion. I would also add that all the so-called spiritual practices, whether born of religion or not, are part of the illusion as well, simply because as long as we strive to become something other than what we are, it perpetuates the duality that underpins our world. Spiritual awakening is to see through this illusion that permeates all of us. Astrology, therefore, provides each of us not only a map of consciousness and a guide to its ceaseless movement, but also a means to see beyond consciousness. In fact, consciousness itself perpetuates the illusion that our earthly existence is true, and that we can become enlightened beings with sufficient practice. So not only is the world we know an illusion, time is as well. I guess that means astrology's only real use is to make us more aware of the work and play of consciousness. As long as we function in the mind-body-spiritual realm, that awareness is one way to remember who we truly are.